It's North of Lagos right here.
Beautiful energy with me in the studio this morning. I love it. Do you hear the breath? Do it again, baby girl. Love it. Mayan, how are you? Yes, it's What's Up Lagos. 99.3.
I'm still testing Nigerian out my voice.
Yes.
I'm testing it out.
It sounds nice.
It has a little huskiness in it.
Yeah, it's very, as in, I don't want to say, can I say it's my radio? It's morning radio. I can say sexy.
It's sexy.
It's very,
Oh my God. Good morning, Lagos. 10 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you to Lagos's best conversation.
Oh, you know what she always says? She said, take it to the bank.
You can take that to the bank. Yeah. From now until 12 o'clock, we'll make sure that you have the best, interesting, funniest, entertaining conversation. And of course, don't forget, it's Thursday, so our lawyer girl is going to be here in the studio. We're going to be talking about legitimacy. We'll know if you're legitimate.
If you look at yourself in total, are you legit?
Yes. Are you sure you're not the landlord's son or the neighbor's son?
Are you legit?
Hello.
My dear. That's too risky.
Anyway, she's going to be here. Let me do only for days. Going to be here at 11 to talk about legitimacy. But before that, start of the show was our sound off. Mm-hmm. And today's sound off is something that really bothers me. As much as we try to, you know, do as if you know they happen. It's happening.
And so
we're going to talk about this on a very serious note and of ears here. And of course, we'll be musing. We've been using these money. I can't wait. Hey, Michael. Anyway, good morning, Lagos. Fafasa is affecting me. She's
affecting
me. How? See, the ghetto in me is coming out.
Don't do
that. No. The ghetto.
You don't start to.
Anyway, it's so good to be back, guys. Thank you for all the sweet messages. Adeshawa is always sending me a message on Twitter. I love you, girl. Thank you so much. My voice is back. Gradually, it's going to get better. But let's get the show on the road. Are you ready? My name is Mary Anacon, by the way, and she is...
Better.
And together, 10 to 12, it's going to be lit.
Sit tight.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3. Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
It's a What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's time for Sound Off. I did say we're going to sound off on something very important. Police brutality. It's a thing. It's still a thing. It's continuing.
Sadly.
One would have thought that what happened on October 20, 2020, and all of the fallout and the aftermath, even though it's not necessarily great and has left a bad taste, in our mouths, we would hope that with all the talking that we're talking, that something would change. But then again, if you keep hoping, doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for, a change, then it means that we're all mad, eh? Recently, there was a video that surfaced on social media of a man who was being manhandled by three police officers who, as we speak, are at the force headquarters for disciplinary measures to be taken on them. It's shocking that you would just see a person well-dressed going about their business, maybe because they didn't give you what you asked for or whatever, for whatever reason, you'd start heating and hitting the person. A taxpayer whose monies are used to pay your salary. Yes, I'm going there. Because I have had a police officer. Yes, I've had a police officer tell me on this radio station that, oh, please, to hell with that, your taxpayer's money. But, well, that's the truth. That is the truth. It's our money that pays your salary. And you took an oath to serve and protect. And I do not know I don't know where the gray line is in that serve and protect that you will batter, beat, injure and sometimes kill, maim.
Mm. So the oath that they
it
do.
Makes me really wonder, right, what's the difference between a person who's beating, who's robbing, who's maiming people to take their monies from them. I'll tell you what, I like to I was just sharing it with Sheriff this morning. A few weeks ago, I was going to a cinema, just going down the road from my estate, and there was a police checkpoint. It's out of place. What is police checkpoint doing in an estate, at the exit estate? I didn't care because I just thought to myself, I didn't want to get into it. And then I get to that, they check the boot and everything, and then the policeman walks to my side and says I should wind down. Okay. Maybe he wants to look at my face. And then he says I should calm down. I said, everything okay?
What was the story of you telling him, you were saying you just bring out your purse that you wanted to check?
Yes. So he wants to search my purse. I said, is something missing? So what exactly are you looking for? I do not understand if when we recruit, and I'm sorry, today the police is on the chopping board. When we recruit you, my dear officers and men, is your primary assignment to harass Nigerians? Does somebody give a pep talk that when you go out there, show them shaking?
But you just talked about the oath. Is that not enough to remind them, to serve as a daily reminder of what they're supposed to do?
Maybe they take the oath and then somebody gives a different pep talk. I'm thinking. Because also, in one breath, I have met several police officers and who are dedicated to their duty. So we're not going to pour out the bathwater with the baby. There are men and women who are doing their job, but then the few who are doing the worst are the ones who are denting the already destroyed image of the Nigeria police force. And with that video that came out, it makes me really think that there's no hope.
Okay.
Because if that video didn't make it to social media, there wouldn't have been any form of redress.
Well, thank God for social media too.
And so I'm appealing to the Nigeria police force, to the guys who are the top on the echelon. Something has to be done. We can't have these kinds of brutality happening because it's one that goes reported. The others go unreported. A few make it online. The others, what happened? If we did end SARS, not necessarily because we hate the police, but so that we can reform the police, even though that idea was lost in transit, is it not time that we don't just pay lip service to police reforms, but reform them indeed?
You know, I was saying something about the youth. So really, for every profession, right, there's a core, there's an aim and objective, right? There is where the oath comes in. And then there's the core values. So in broadcasting, you know that every time you wake up in the morning to come to work, what comes to your mind? Whatever I'm going to do today has to inform people, entertain them, and also educate them.
Within the confines of the ethics of broadcast journalism.
So that, the same thing with a lawyer. Every profession has is. So when, as a police officer, what are the things that when you go out to do your job every day, what comes to mind? Why am I wearing this uniform? What am I supposed to do? So if in your mind is to show people, maybe the uniform stands as power to you, to just bully people
around. Show people shaggy.
Show them that now that I have this uniform and I have a name to it, all of you are going to see. Maybe the people in your area have to fear. If that's the reason why, then, I mean, it's obvious why you're doing what you're doing, right?
Mm.
But if you know that the essence of wearing that uniform and having that in your hand is to protect people, then it should guide how you treat the people that you're supposed to serve. It's sad for me. Every single time that I have a chance to speak, I'm always saying how I feel like it's so quick. We are so quick to say people are the leaders. Our leaders are doing this and doing the wrong things. But when we talk about we ourselves, the little positions we occupy, are we doing the right things?
Exactly. Because you see, because these are fathers, our brothers, the funny thing is family members.
I don't know if you've heard a policeman say it's the government. I'm asking myself, I don't understand.
You're part of it.
Are you not part of the government too? Right. So, I mean, it's sad that we have to come back to these conversations now and again. It just shows that, are we really growing? I don't want to be the one who says, oh, there's no hope, but it looks like, it's beginning to feel like. I don't want to push out that narrative, but I mean, if we keep coming back to issues like this, then which way Nigeria, really?
I know that we all have challenges. We all have our problems. The police need to be reformed. The welfare system of the police needs to be put in check. You know, the Police Service Commission has its job cut out for it. The people who are sending you to stand there and collect money that you have a target every day, all of those things have to be addressed. But, sir, when you leave your home, you have a family, what kind of police officer do you want to be remembered as? Because I don't leave my house and say, I will just come here and say any nonsense that I like. No, because my reputation is on the line here. Why can't we all have that same attitude towards our job? Just like Feta said, it's easy for us to blame government for all our misfortunes. But what about us? These people, they didn't drop from Mars. They're from amongst us. They're a reflection of who we are as a people.
The moment you decided to be a policeman, what was your intention?
Exactly. So I think that as you go out policing today, a traffic warden, whatever you're doing today, remember that that uniform is supposed to be a symbol of protecting and preserving lives, okay? Not necessarily harassing people or taking out your frustrations on us, because you see, we're all in the same boat.
At the end of the day.
Yes, and that sound off.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos.
It's 10:35 on the clock. It's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are live reaching you from It's Me and Crescent right here in Victoria Island, Lagos. I'm Mary Anna Cone. Yes, my voice is still sounding very funny. It's me. People are asking me, is that you? Yeah, it is me. Yes, it is me. My voice is coming back. Don't worry. Let's just. All right, we've got a few minutes before we talk about something totally different. But let me ask you, has somebody insulted you before? And that insult stuck, like you couldn't get over it. It hurt. Okay, let me put it like this. What's an insult that you would never forget? Maybe it wasn't even you. It was another person that was insulted and then you felt it inside your body. Let's talk about it, okay? For the next few minutes, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. We're musing this morning for the next few minutes. Yes, what's that insult that you will never forget? 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, you can call 01-465-7190. Or better so, you can send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-59757. I beg your pardon. 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. I just went away for 1 week. Just one week. Somebody here says, what's up, Lagos? Feta, is that Marianne with you in the studio? Her voice sounds different. I know. It's got a little sexy, husky voice. You know what I'm saying?
Love it.
Yeah. Come on over.
We love it.
Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Good morning. Is this Victor? Victor, how are you?
Fine.
Uh-huh. So what insult have you ever heard that you'd never forget?
The insult that if you have mother, maybe you try for your life, or your mother take you compare with another person, or even your auntie, your sibling, take you and compare with somebody, that one is doing well, your own for life. I don't know the type of life where you come from. You understand? Yes, that type of insult.
Sorry, yes. Victor. Sorry. It's painful. See, your mates, they are driving Mercedes E-Class.
That thing is very annoying.
Do they have two heads? Come on. Come on, Mom. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. If that was you, please call us back. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Life. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah. My name is Don Dukwe from Sabo Yaba.
Don Dukwe, how far?
Yeah. I find you see, the worst insult that I have received or maybe received is see you getting up in the morning, maybe because of how I was brought up. Greet you and you didn't answer me. I regard it as a big insult.
Really?
Yes. I would just interpret so many things. You are not well brought up. You are this, you are that, inside my mind. I'm telling you, that's why I'm bringing my children up. I tell them, learn how to greet. Greeting doesn't remove your beauty. It doesn't remove anything from you. Doesn't remove you, stop you from answering your name or being what you are. Just greeting is just from the mouth. Just say, good morning, good afternoon, sir. Good morning, ma. Come on, this is what we are taught in the school. Let young girls, young
boys, really
learn
how to I can tell that it's paining you in your
internal in America.
Okay. Ndukwe, thank you very much.
You took it to another level.
Paining him in the internal. He said, great song, Greatie.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, sir.
Hello. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey,
welcome.
Mm.
Yes. Marianne is here.
For Marianne, good.
Yeah. Mm.
You're the best for me.
Marianne. Mm? Today is 4 weeks where I speak one English for Marianne. I said I used to be best friend. She said, you know, your best friend. So they do focus for the end. Psychological issue.
What lie?
Psychological
issue. My head, please stop.
Misconception and a matter of test.
Hey.
My English is called this. So
no, you won't cut another one now.
So, so somebody have insulted me one image that is I'm talking like a thought. I know the person. He said no, as an Agbo.
Agbo.
He said I don't talk like a person. She not so I can't put her for example. But I let her everything let her marama. She let her see
everything let her marama.
Everything marama. She let her visit me.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
But you two, why are you talking like Agbo?
I'll take you to Lagos.
Is it not Agbo that knows Agbo?
Hmm? Where then? Mm-hmm. Then when? True.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Eh? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Victor. I'm calling from CMS.
Victor, are you all right? Have you shopped?
Yes, so I'm all right, though. Mm-hmm.
All right. What insult? What's that insult that you never forget that maybe somebody insulted you? Heard?
When you people just talk about this insult, I just remember something that happened to me. The insult my girlfriend gave to me about,
hey, I think
that was 2 years ago.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was going out with my girlfriend and just take a walk. So she now, like, I want to dream more than that, babe. I don't have any cash with me. She now saw one of his friends, a guy, you just said the guy, I want to dream more. The guy just took her away from me. The entire supermarket, get her a mud. So when she came out, she even did the mud, she said, ah, babe, yeah, let's share the mud. I was just looking at her, I was crying inside, but I have come on.
Okay, but why you grieve a person carry your girlfriend and go buy mud? Mud.
Mud, just mud.
Mud.
Moth.
Well, sorry on her behalf.
Hmm.
Because when moth is hungry, your girlfriend, you better buy it.
Because now moth can step
moth.
Can scatter relationships.
I'm telling you, moth can spoil everything. What are you looking for in our studio, please? What?
See your pretty face.
Oh. Friendship goals.
Oh, my friends love me.
Friendship goals.
Oh, my God.
Godwin. Godwin.
Upama loves me. There's nothing you can do about it.
We know.
Where's my other lover?
Oh, you have abandoned me.
Stop it. Okay, we're going on a break now. Goodbye. Past the 11 o'clock hour, it's still One Jump Lagos! And yes, of course, our lawyer girl is here. But we're going to read a few messages. She's looking lovely. Baby, you are shining. Your shoe is shining. Your face is showing.
Take it
easy. Me day, baby.
Press our necks. Don't kill us.
Anyway, we're still talking about the most insulting insult, if there's any such thing.
The one
that pained you that you can never forget. Yes, that's what we're talking about. We've got messages, so let's take a look at it quickly.
All right, this guy says, what's up, Lagos? Greetings to you, Feta and Marianne. I miss you. I go by the name Mr. Showtime. The worst insult I received was when someone accused me and lied of something I know nothing about just because I was at their mercy at that point in life. But today, story changes and now God win.
God win. Now God win. Oh, God win.
What's up, Lagos? The day one girl told me, how much do you have that you want to ask me out? Go and hustle hard, then come back. I nearly committed. He says, stood
side. My medulla, my chest. Oh, my heart.
Sorry, my God. Sorry. Oh, but now, has the story changed?
Wow.
No, Mr. Showtime said story now change. I want to sing God Win.
Julius, too. On behalf of What's Up Lagos, we have apologized.
No, it's not Julius. It's Dre that said that one.
Okay, I will apologize on behalf of Veta. This is not how we brought out.
That's not, yes. Julius from iCorrupto says, What's Up Lagos? I will never forget my secondary school days. During a maths test, my maths teacher abused a beautiful lady that was trying to copy. The abuse goes thus. A beautiful girl with an ugly brain. Ah! Wait, you don't remember your own. You remember somebody's salt. Ah, is he not wild like this? All right, I think that's all we have here. Keep the messages coming on 0700-080-9597-5805. And maybe we'll have time on the clock to take those messages. Although, we have a loyal lady in the studio looking all prim and proper and beautiful. She's chopping all the money in Liga. Say something in Liga right. Word. You know, we'll always have to have you shout What's Up Lagos. Hope you're ready.
Yes, I am.
You're ready to go. Good morning to you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Gold.
Apparently, Olamide and I were in the same shoes. Mm. Mm-hmm. You see, I don't know what this friendship is, but me and you were suffering the same thing. Yeah. The same week.
I don't know how I'm going to cope without coughing today.
Show me your friend and I'll tell you. I don't know, but she's telling me.
Yeah, me and Olamide were not kissing, so I don't know what happened.
Marianne, honestly, when I was coming, I was listening to you on the show. And I could barely decipher that you were the one on the show.
You couldn't tell it was me, yes? Because
I could tell.
It was
totally different. No, I mean, I can hear a voice. There's Marianne inside your voice.
Yeah, no. But I know it's a bit different, yeah.
No, I think it's on and off.
Yeah.
That's how you off. How you know it's her wins when she say, I'm Marianne Duke Cocoa.
Okay.
Say, okay.
Anyway, it's time for us to talk legal matters. Yes, Olamide Onifade is a real estate and a family lawyer. And today we're going to talk about legitimacy. We asked all of you, you need to go and ask your mommy a real question. Because, you know, they used to say that Ipe is the mother that knows the real father of the child.
Shy.
Yes.
Shy.
But in some circumstances, it might not be you.
How?
Are you saying how?
It's nice. Only a woman that knows now.
I don't think so. Sometimes women have multiple partners and they cannot.
You have said it because I wanted to say it is not that you have been doing up.
Do you know of one case like that some few years back where it was discovered that a set of twins
had
two different daddies?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I heard that one. That was very confusing.
The most.
But it's logical.
Is it logical, though?
If they are not, identical twins, then it's very logical.
She mated with both of them on the same day.
And different eggs were fertilized.
You can't see that.
No, but it's a proven fact. That's what she's saying.
Proven.
I'm just saying that anytime I see a fraternal twin now.
Well, it's still What's Up Lagos, it's 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk legitimacy. Now, when we hear legitimacy, we're talking about something that's legally backed, something that's legally justifiable, right? I mean, there might be better words to describe it, but
even me, I don't even know how to define that legitimacy without insulting people, the sensibilities of people.
Yeah.
It's just a legal status that a child acquires. Mm-hmm. Within marriage and probably outside of marriage.
Marriage, okay.
Yes, so where do we start from?
Legitimizes a child within or without a relationship? Is it the money they pay on their head or what exactly?
Okay, to start from, this issue of legitimacy was very foreign to us, to our culture, until the English people came and colonized us. The British came, colonized us, and introduced English laws. So the issue of legitimacy is firmly rooted in English laws. It's alien to our own culture.
Okay.
However, because of colonization, it's now become part of our laws. So that's how it's actually gained entrance into the Nigerian culture.
So you're saying that we didn't have this issue of legitimacy, so a child was just a child?
And yes, it used to be a child was a child. So far there is acknowledgement, the father said, this is my child, this is your child.
So you, even if the yard people knew that the child was.
It's your
they
child.
Married.
How
you say they yard married. People? Yes, they married it's him with
child.
The child.
It's your child.
Oh no, no, because we have to come down to the layman's level. Yeah.
So now, so when this colonization and all this happened, it was now that children were only legitimate when they were born within the ambit of a marriage, of a valid marriage.
Hey, there's problem. I am not legitimate.
Bahala, we are cooks.
Joking,
right? Okay, so at a point, right? It was only the only children that were recognized as being legitimate were children born within a statutory marriage at a point.
Oh.
Not even native law and custom.
Oh.
But with time, all that now changed.
Okay.
So children born within native law and custom were also recognized as being legitimate.
Mm. Ah.
Now the issue is about children born out of wedlock. What is their status? And why do we always determine what is the status? In most cases, it's because of succession.
Yeah.
It's always tied to inheritance.
What you can get.
In most cases, you don't get to hear about legitimacy or anything until when the founder of the family, the deceased person, dies. Then the issue of inheritance comes in.
We'll tell you your story.
Yes. In as much as the issue of legitimacy is waning, it is still very, very, very loud in a lot of cultures. And even in some in a lot of families, especially when succession issues arise. It's always about, most cases, it's always about the statutory marriage, the marriage under the act, the woman who is married under the act.
Yeah.
Contesting against the children born outside of wedlock.
Mm.
In most cases, during intestacy, when the man failed to make a will. So it's always an issue.
Mm.
So what we're going to discuss today is, what does the law say and where are we at this time?
Okay.
Now, there are some presumptions when it comes to legitimacy. That every child born within a valid marriage or a subsisting marriage is legitimate.
Okay.
Whether it's the husband that owns it or not.
Ha!
Ha.
I said presumption.
Okay.
So that's the presumption of the law.
Okay.
Once you are married to a man and you have a child within that marriage, it is presumed that that child is legitimate and is the child of the father.
An heir of the man. Yeah.
Of the man of the marriage.
Wow.
The only time you would be able to rebut that presumption is with concrete evidence.
Mm.
So the man can't just wake up and say, this child is not my child. You have to rebut it with concrete evidence.
Evidence, okay.
Mm. Once that child is born within marriage, even if some man comes from outside, right?
It's to lay claim.
No. The court presumes that the child belongs to the husband of that woman. Until a very concrete evidence can rebut that presumption. Okay. Change this.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so until you can rebut that. And in most cases, it's always by a non-access. Maybe if the man can prove that, okay, I've been out of the country for about 2 years. Or I've been in prison for 2 years. So I could not have
impregnated her,
my wife.
So
in that case, that's a strong
argument.
Hmm. But when, with the advent of DNA, scientific, what's it called?
Well, DNA to check, you know, the child, to be sure that the child belongs to the father.
So
that
started helping.
But not every, but not everybody can afford a DNA test.
Yes. So this presumption is still there. Now, even with the advent of DNA, the court cannot compel somebody to submit to a DNA test.
Really?
Because taking blood samples is like an assault on someone. So you can't compel somebody to submit to it. However, the court can make inferences to that. If you say I am not the father of the child, then let's go for a DNA. If you now fail to submit to a DNA, the courts will not compel you, but the courts can now draw their own inferences to say, due to the fact that you didn't submit to a DNA test and all of that, the court can now infer that you're the father of that child.
Yeah. So you're telling me that a subpoena doesn't cover you giving your blood sample for...
There must be consent from both parties.
Huh. That's interesting.
There must be consent from both parties. Now, there's another presumption, and that's the 280-day rule that says that a child born within 280 days of the dissolution of a marriage is presumed to be the child of the man.
Wow.
Of that dissolved marriage.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Okay. A child born within 280 days.
Okay.
Within the dissolution of that marriage is presumed to be the child of the man of that dissolved marriage.
So meaning that because the conception...
Could have taken place
before they were originally separated. So it could be.
Or maybe even after the death of the man. If the child is born 280 days after
the
it's
death.
Presumed that it belongs to that child.
Wow.
So for succession purposes, the child will be able to take part.
Hmm.
Unless you can rebut it. The third party will have to come and rebut it on behalf of the dead man.
Hmm. Wow. So for example, I know a lot of people who went into a marriage with a child, an infant, and that's because whoever had impregnated them did not take that child, did not approve of, or, you know, had absconded, for the want of a better way to describe it. And so the man who's taken that child in has officially made that child his child, maybe by paperwork. I'm sure I'm going to leave that to you for you to explain to us. But that child now bears his name. And then maybe 13, 12, 15 years later, the man now shows up and says, well, that's my child, blah, blah, blah. And the other man says, well, this is my child legally,
because I nurtured the
legitimately,
child.
This is my child. And where were you? So how do you argue that out in terms of legitimacy?
Okay, that's where the issue of marriage comes in, that I said earlier, that once a child is born within the subsistence of a valid marriage, it is presumed that it belongs to the husband of that marriage. Now, if a third party now comes in 13 years after to disprove that, it has to come with very, very cogent
proof.
Like
DNA.
If the other man does not submit to...
Well, yes, because either woman,
you know what,
would say
it's
no.
Basically, yes. And if the woman is saying no, I don't know her.
Yeah.
It's basically because of public policy. The courts would not want to, you know, you can't just wake up one day, a man who's been taking care of a child, submit, you know, done everything, register that child in his name and all of that. You can't just wake up and come and say, I own the child. You have to come with very concrete proof. Your proof has to be overwhelming that you own that child.
Is DNA not good enough?
Well, if the man does not submit to DNA,
so let's move away a bit from the, you know, the parents here. Let's talk about the child who is involved, for example.
Yes.
If the child is old enough and maybe even beyond 18, does that child not also have a right? Because there are also children who say, well, I don't know you. You abandoned me. I've never heard anything about you. Well, I did know of you, but I've never seen you.
So once the child is over the age of 18, you can't compare paternity. We can't be discussing paternity.
Okay, so... I mean, there are also children who are 12, 13 who say, I don't care. This is my father. This is the person I know as my father.
But that does not remove the fact that the biological father is still there.
So the child does not have a say in this particular matter?
I don't think so. Because we're talking about biological and, yes, there's psychological parenting. That's different. But we're trying to prove biological.
Legitimacy.
Yes, legitimacy. So now, there's another way where a child can be legitimated, a child born outside of wedlock, is if that man acknowledges that child before his death.
Oh.
That child is legitimate for all purposes, inclusive of succession.
Hmm.
But How do you show acknowledgement? Because any woman can't just wake up one day and bring a child to the graveside and say, belongs
but,
to...
But this is what we see in Nigeria. Come on, Olamide. You know that. I mean, I think it was Uncle Jimmy that was saying that if a man dies and children don't pop up, you know, at his funeral, then, of course, that man led a good life. But looking at what it is right now, every time a man dies, some... two, three women show up and say, this
not
is child.
Every time. Oh, my goodness. Well, Marianne.
Many times. You know, in this our climb, we sow seeds. Mm-hmm. So, but in cases like that where you lived with this man forever, you've known him and your children to be his only family, and then the moment he, you know, kicks the bucket, more children show up. And sometimes...
So that's
the child is even older than your first child.
So I've seen a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Now, so this is the place of acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
Once the father acknowledges that child before his death, then that child belongs to the man. Maybe it could be that he's been paying school fees. If there's evidence to show he's been paying school fees, they know him in the child's school. His name is registered with the mother. On the birth certificate, you know, a lot of acts that showed that during his lifetime he acknowledged that child. And in most cases, under customary law, you must do it in the presence of witnesses, especially family members.
Oh,
in most of these cases, you will find that there's one uncle that knows that child.
Ah, but keeps it away from his wife, though, his legitimate wife.
In most cases, his family members will know the child. And they are the ones that will say, yes, or more one. And once they acknowledge, even family members can acknowledge a child.
Ha.
And give legitimacy to that child. Because issues are always arising where children of the statutory marriage and their mother, as opposed to a child outside of wedlock, when it comes to succession, and it's always mostly when they want to apply for letters of administration. In time past, it's always been said, oh, they have no legitimacy because they were not born within the marriage. And most of the judges then, because of public policy, they did not want to be seen as encouraging promiscuity. A man who submitted voluntarily to a marriage and had children cannot just wake up one day and bring a child outside and say, this is also my child, and that child must have equal rights. With the children born within wedlock. That was the position of the Lord. But if you look at it, it's a lot of disadvantage to the child who did not choose to be born in that way. So what the law has done is under section 42, subsection 2 of the Constitution of Federal Republic of Nigeria says that a child, nobody should be subjected to discrimination or depravity based on the circumstances surrounding their death. Whether on the basis of gender, religion, or any circumstances. So, based on that, a lot of judges are now ruling against the issue of legitimacy.
Okay.
To say that that child, so far there is acknowledgement, right? Then that child is legitimate and will be put on the same status as the other children born within wedlock. But... In a lot of cultures, the issue of legitimacy is still very, very, very loud. In a lot of... I know for sure, Yoruba culture, so far the family acknowledges.
You're a child.
And that child will be... how do I call it? The child will also be placed on the same footing for succession purposes.
How they say it? Omoluabiabi.
No. And now, let me now tell you something.
I know what it means.
Now, I don't know. Even, you know, that woman was, if the woman who was married under native law and custom, the wife, right, they now found out that the husband had the child outside of it. When is now child for succession plan, distribution of the estate of the man. If the woman was married under native law and custom, and she had like 5 children. And another woman now comes up late hour with one child. And the family acknowledges. And there are evidence to show that the man acknowledged that child during his...
The child is included?
Not only included. If they want to do it the way you...
You have equal wealth.
Not equal. You know the way they will divide it? They will divide the estate into two.
Wow.
Two equal parts. The child who came from a concubine will get half.
Ah. Then the five will have
half.
That's not nice.
Except if she was married under the act.
Marry under the act, though. That's all we're going to say today. We're going to go for a break, Lagos. When we come back, all your questions will be answered. Olamide Onifade is a real estate and family lawyer. And today we're talking legitimacy, especially for a child in wedlock and outside of wedlock. I'm Mary Anna Confessa here in the studio. We'll be right back. Yes, it's still What's Up Lagos, the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we're talking legitimacy, especially when it comes to children, the legitimacy of a child within and without a marriage. I am Mary Anna Confetta is here in the studio, and our lady lawyer, Olamide Onifade. Olamide, before we went on that break, we were talking about, you know, the rights of a child who's not necessarily known to the legitimate, in quote, wife. But then if the woman was married under the
statutory
act. If she was married under the native law and custom, whatever they're sharing to her and her own babies, half of it goes to that one child and his mother.
Under
the child, no,
under native law.
Under Yoruba native law and custom, there are two ways buried. They share distribution of estate. You could use per branch or for each child. So it's called Ori Ojori or Idigi. But in most cases, they always favor
what
Idigi.
Mean? What's Ojori?
Ori Ojori is a Yoruba. Why are you Yoruba?
I want to know what I mean. For the
distribution for each child.
Ori Ojori.
So in that case, if they use Ori Ojori, that child who was born outside of wedlock would just be entitled to one part of the property. But if they decide to use per branches, she will get half of the entire estate.
Wow.
While the other children will get. And in most cases, they always favor the branches, which I think is very unfair.
You just come from nowhere and cash out. Nice.
It's happened a lot. I even have a case now in court that this is the basis of it. The woman who is the concubine is asking for half of the estate. And she has just one child, and the other woman has six.
And those six are going to have to share one tiny part, while she and her child has a whole half of it.
Yes.
Wow.
That is so not fair. But Lagos, the phone lines are open. We have 12 minutes, and we want to take all your thoughts, your comments, your questions. I know you're as, you know, worried as I am that some of these things happen. Yeah. I might not necessarily be stupefied, but I'm just worried that, you know, these things can keep happening. But of course, you really can't stop children from coming to this world. Children will always come.
Yeah.
But then, of course, what is the legitimate right of that child? 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993 993. You could join the conversation if you're a lady. This won't concern you. 01465 7190. That's 01465 7190. Or if you do not want to call or you can't call, you can send us a WhatsApp message, 0809 597 5805. That's 0809 597 5805. Or you can tweet at Nigeria Info. We are live on Facebook, we're live on YouTube. We'd like to hear your thoughts, so just post under the live stream. And if you're listening to us live from outside the country, you want to also contribute, please feel free. We're live on Skype at Nigeria Info. So I'm going to go to social media to see some of your comments and see if we can read from them. But there's a call coming in. Let's take that call. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Anybody home?
All quiet.
Okay, please call us back when you're ready. Okay, we want to take your thoughts and your comments from our social media. So if you have a comment, you have a question on this particular matter, let's talk about it. Now, there are people that will say, okay, so if me, I'm married under the statutory law and custom, that woman and her child have no rights whatsoever, right?
No. The marriage, okay, if the woman is married under the act,
mm-hmm.
any other marriage aside from that marriage is not valid. So whoever the concubine is, whether mm-hmm. she was married under native land custom, is of no relevance because her marriage is not valid. However, the product of the marriage...
The
product of the relationship. I won't call it marriage because there's no marriage.
It could be a relationship, yes.
What if he married her the same way he married...
How do you mean?
Like, you know...
No, there are no two statutory marriages. No.
It's only one that can be valid at
a
particular
time. Yes, under the eyes of the law.
So it's, in that case, it has to be the first in time. The woman who was married first. So any other marriage aside that is not valid. But the child of that marriage, so far the father acknowledged that child during his lifetime and his family members also acknowledged that child for the purpose of succession is legitimate.
Lagos, let's talk. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
I need to be
Hello. Anybody home? I think that we're having problems with this line. Hello, good morning. Apologies. Call 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
I bumped into this
program, and I must say it's quite enlightening. Well, shine your eyes well. But the only thing my takeaway from all of this is, as a woman, a lot of us have businesses, and that when we're registering this business, love is in our eyes. We're putting our husband as co-director, 50%, 50%, 60%, 40%. I think we all just need to know that nothing, no. Because this one is honestly true. It's when the man is being buried that babies pop up left and right, that you find out that, man, you've been sharing your husband with someone. So better just shine your eye well now when you're registering your business. To ensure that your money is your money and for your children. Not for one outsider that is just coming to loaf around to come and take what they want to take. That's the only thing I can say.
Okay.
Thank you very much
for calling. And that's why I said, you know, I literally was trying to say it in my head, but then it popped out of my mouth like, marry under statutory law.
That's all I can say.
You can never tell what could pop up. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, good afternoon. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Nice to see you. I was going to say
yes, I'm glad to contact you. Okay. So my name is Omolara. I have this question.
Okay.
There is this person that is really, really close to me,
mm-hmm.
who is, she's married, but under the native law and custom.
Mm.
Now, she has three kids for the husband. The husband now went out to marry another lady legally. What's her take on this?
Okay, so you want to know what her fate is? Okay, thank you very much for calling. Interesting.
I like that question.
Interesting.
I've said it quite a number of times.
Okay.
Right?
Say it again.
So is the woman who is married under native land custom that her marriage is valid? The subsequent marriage, the statutory marriage, is null and void and of no effect. Because under the Marriage Act, you cannot marry somebody under that act if you have a subsisting marriage with somebody else, whether under the statute or under native law and custom.
You mean
so automatically
marriage, right?
It invalidates any other marriage.
Yes.
Oh.
So it's not superior. That marriage is not superior. It just has consequences. So native law and custom is a legal marriage.
Okay.
A statutory marriage is a legal marriage. Islamic marriage is a legal marriage. So if you want to marry another woman under the Marriage Act, if you are married to somebody else under the Islamic law or native law and custom, then the other marriage, that woman is just wearing ring for decoration.
For nothing.
Her marriage is invalid.
What's the reason for that?
You can't marry somebody under the act,
because
if you are married, it does not encourage polygamy. It is purely a monogamous kind of marriage.
So let's clear something, because I know where Fetha is coming from. Under the Islamic law,
yes,
you marry more than one.
Yes.
Does it allow? No. Or the other ones are just married for marriage sake?
No, the difference is the consequences and the character of the marriages.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, there are three types of marriages that you can engage in. And nobody is forcing you. And they're all legal.
Okay.
So if you choose to marry under native law and custom, you can marry as many wives as possible. It is polygamous in nature.
Okay.
If you choose to marry under the Islamic law, I think you can marry up to four.
Yes.
Right? It is valid. But if you choose to marry under the Marriage Act, you can only marry one wife.
Hmm.
Now, how does that marriage have its
validation? Yeah.
Is that you cannot marry somebody under the married law and custom if you have another subsisting marriage at that time.
Okay.
Whether it's under Islamic law, whether it's under native law and custom, or maybe you've been married under the Marriage Act to somebody else.
Mm.
You have to have divorced that woman before going ahead, or man, before going ahead to marry somebody under the native law and custom.
I see.
Say you're able to, so because some people can be cunning as to, you know, go around and
it's
still get married. Are you saying that it's based on first come, first serve? Because eventually the other party finds out, maybe
Understand. What do you mean?
Say, for example, because there was a story recently about this man who was married in the US for a very long time, came to Nigeria, married another woman.
Yes.
You know, the white wedding ceremony thing happened. So now in that situation, he had an ongoing marriage while he got married to this other person in Nigeria.
Yes.
Are you saying the first person who got married to the man who is legally...
That's the legal marriage.
Yeah. Okay.
Whether that marriage... Now, the distinction is whether that marriage is under the native law and custom or Islamic marriage or marriage under the Act. That is the valid marriage.
Oh, the first one.
A lot of people tend to elevate the statutory marriage over it to say that even if you have married, you've married about 10 women under native law and custom, you now go and bring one young girl and take her to the registry. She now comes in and tells everybody,
and
she's the legal wife.
It's a less.
Her marriage is not valid.
Ew.
Yes. Yes, auntie, if you are puffing your chest and saying that I'm the original banza. We'll take one more call and then we'll... Oh, I'm so sorry. Please call us back if that was you. Showtime here on WhatsApp says, on the issue of concubine, a concubine that will just come and share equal property with the incumbent wife and groove properties where she no follow us.
Hustle.
Men like us should know the way we play matches without scoring goals.
Men like you.
A barren draw won't be bad. All this matter for daddies and not papas. I beg. Which one be native law?
I don't understand.
Men like you.
It's more like an advisory.
Men like them.
Don't bring more trouble to the house. Just
There's always a lot of problems during succession.
Okay, daddy.
Somebody, Greenish here says, I can't go through the act marriage, which is Oyinbo marriage, because it nullifies my Islamic marriage.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, okay.
So if you're married under the Islamic law, then you now decide to take that same woman, not another woman, to the registry, then it nullifies
Your Islamic marriage.
Yes.
Babs from Ajah here says, please, you know there are lots of baby mamas these days, sometimes with responsible fathers and sometimes irresponsible fathers. What is the right of the baby mama and her child?
the baby mama has no right to the inheritance of the man, but the child does.
Oh, okay.
What were you rejoicing?
Earlier in the days, right, because of public policy, a lot of judges did not accord children born outside of wedlock any right when it comes to succession, and they were labeled illegitimate. But on that section 42, subsection 2 of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria has said, though there's nothing explicit that says there's nothing like illegitimacy in Nigeria again. No.
Mm.
That's why a lot of people are still of the view that there's still the notion of illegitimacy.
Mm.
However, when it comes to succession right, they have the same succession right because of that section that says that everybody cannot be deprived based on the circumstances of their, birth. So based on that, a lot of children will now be entitled. But the issue of are they still illegitimate is still very, very
We have to do this again next week. We have to.
Definitely
we have to. Well, Olamide Nifade is on Instagram. You can find her on social media. Follow her Olamide_lady_lawyer. Okay? Olamide_lady_lawyer on Instagram. And you can... her number is on her social media. So you can send her a WhatsApp message. Don't call her. She's married, dude. Don't call her. Don't be toasting her. You have to bring legitimate issues to her and she can deal with that. Olamide, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. We learn every day when you're here. So we know. So we self, we know.
We know.
So that when we're
so
going,
go and know your status.
You be signing.
No,
no, me, I know. I'm legitimate. Anyway, thank you so much, Olamide, for being here. And Lagos, that's the conversation today. We will be back tomorrow. Thank God it will be Friday. I cannot wait. My name is Mary Anacon. Don't forget, follow Nigeria Info on all of his socials, on Twitter, Instagram, on YouTube, like our Facebook page and follow. You will not miss any of our shows. Download the Nigeria Info mobile app on your Android or your iOS phone. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O on Twitter and Instagram, and just search for Mary Ann Jukukun everywhere else. Feta.
I'm Feta. Feta Dynamo on Instagram, D_Feta on Twitter. See you tomorrow.
Love you, Lagos. Bye-bye.
I love you like I love the water. I said true. Baby, drop the instrumental. I see for